You're listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This KKCR program is brought to you by Kauai Canvas, Huiolaka Presents Banana Poka Festival, and Taste of Hawaii 2014.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
The Banana Poka Roundup, Kauai's lively forest education fair, is set for Memorial Day, Sunday, May 25th in Kokea State Park. Sponsored by Huiolaka, this family-friendly event features Hawaiian music, basket-making, forest crafts, and hands-on exhibits from over 10 environmental organizations. And great music, Daryl Gonzalez, Shiloh Pa, and John Mahi. And don't forget Russell the Rooster. Mahalo to HTA and the County of Kauai for their support. For information or auxiliary aid, call 335-9975. More information online at koke'e.org. Aloha.
Kapa'a Rotary Club presents Taste of Hawaii 2014, the ultimate Sunday brunch. Sunday, June 1st at Smith's Tropical Paradise, starting at 11:30. Over 40 restaurants, 10 beverage vendors, and 14 musical acts spread across the 30-acre tropical park. Tickets available online at tasteofhawaii.com or by calling 346-7095.
Yeah. Jill Scott and Hate on Me. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Kauai Soapbox, and I am so happy to be here and be sitting in for Felicia, who could not be here because she is very busy, and Carlos, who could not make it today. And I'm sorry I missed both of them, but I'm glad to be here with you. And aloha. For those who don't know me, I'm Terry Brown, and for a long time, about 15 years or so, I produced a show called The Jazz and Blues Review right here on KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, and I had to relocate for work and business to Oahu, but Kauai is my home. So I'm here right now on vacation, and I called in to see how everybody was doing and let them know I was on island if they needed any help here at the station, and I'll be glad to help out and sit in if necessary, and it just turns out that they needed some help, so jumped in my transporter and beamed myself over here, and it's all good. And the number to reach me here in the studio, Kauai Community Radio, of course, is 826-7774 and 826-7771. And toll free, if you're calling, if you're listening on the internet or from out of state, not in Hawaii, you can reach us toll free at 866-275-1112. Again, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Kauai Soapbox. So, don't have any, this is an issues-driven show. Caller, call in. And I have no agenda. I had exactly 1 hour to get to the station and hop in the seat here. So, this is your show. This is your station. So, it's all about you. If you want to give us a call here in the studio, please feel free, 826-7774, 826-7771, and toll free, 866-275-1112. One of the great new additions I see here in the studio is a program, Centova Cast, and it tells me, you know, who's listening to the show right now on the internet, and I see a lot of people from all over the country, but in particular, I see quite a few callers from Japan, one of my favorite places on earth, a place I got to live for a while, in Okinawa, Japan, back in the late 80s, early 90s when I was serving in the United States Marine Corps. So big mahalo and aloha to all our listeners out there in Japan. Thank you so much for tuning in, and glad you're out there. Anyway, what's the subject's on your mind? What kind of things you want to talk about? I am completely winging it, so I'm just going to go ahead and talk about some things that I find interesting in the world today, in particular the absolute chaos of our occurring in our government. I mean, everywhere you look, things are just falling apart. It is absolutely amazing the level of absolute incompetence in our government on every level. Everywhere you look, it's just absolutely incredible what's going on in our government. So if there's anything out there that you want to talk about, whether it be the way our government has neglected our veterans, and myself as a veteran and with a son, 18-year-old son, who's about to graduate next week from Kauai High School, which is another one of the reasons I'm here. He is about to head off once he graduates the end of June. He'll be heading off into the Army to serve our country. And I am concerned about that. Well, it looks like we got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take it right now, so please hold on one moment. Aloha. Caller, you there? Aloha. Caller, you there? Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for, you know, manning the phones and holding down the fort while those guys are out. Felicia and Carlos are out. I just wanted to say, you started to talk about veterans. This coming week on Vice, which is a program on HBO, which is really informative, it's going to talk about veterans and the way that they're treated when they come back to the United States. And I really encourage people to check it out. It's also going to talk about Fukushima, something that we're not talking about enough. Here we have radioactive water still leaking into our beautiful Mother Ocean.
I must agree with you, and that is an issue that no one, absolutely no one, seems to be talking about. And I want to send a request out to our friends in Japan, if you can give us a call and tell us what you think and what you feel about what's happening in Fukushima, and what are you hearing that maybe we're not hearing here in the United States. So please give us a call here in the studio. Number toll free is 866-275-1112. And go ahead, ma'am, give me your thoughts on those issues.
Well, you know, Fukushima, gosh, it's sad. I mean, there's just, you got to understand, there's so much sea life that we might not know, we might not see on a day-to-day basis that is so affected by this, besides all the people that have been affected by this. And also on Vice last week, and you can still check it out on HBO, the BP oil spill, how it's affecting the people in Louisiana, how the people in Louisiana have so many sores and rashes all over their bodies that were working on the cleanup. There was a chemical called Coexit that was sprayed on these people, on the oil, and these people were cleaning it up. And it's combined with the oil itself, it's really toxic. Mm-hmm. And that's something else we're not talking about, is what's going on with people that have been poisoned in our own country, let alone all the poisons that are being dropped on us here on our own island with Syngenta and the different companies that are using a lot of sprays and it's a big bad world out there.
Well, I tell you that you cover a lot of things. Those are a lot of major issues. Which issue in particular do you feel the most passionate about? Pick one of those issues and elaborate and give us some idea of your take on those things.
Well, definitely what's happening to us here on Kauai, you know, definitely the poison that's being sprayed here, because I feel like in order for us to move forward right now, we really have to look at our own community. We have to think on a more local level to be able to make a real change. I think that politics has gotten too big, government's gotten really big, and it's like when you live in cities and stuff, which I haven't done. I've lived in Hawaii since 1976, since I was a teenager, but things get out of control, you know, where the normal citizen doesn't seem to have a say anymore. So that's the beauty of, you know, having more community voice, you know, and that's why KKCR is so great. And there's lots of different meetings going on right now. Like, I think tonight at the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center, there's a meeting on spraying along, like, the highway and stuff like that. And that's a good meeting to go to. And that's, mm-hmm. I think, at 6:30. And then tomorrow is Dr. Hayes will be giving a presentation at college at 6:30, which is free to the public. I just say inform yourself. Just be informed so that you can stand up for your, for our island, you know. And you know, yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on, and it's, what can we do? It's a question that I ask myself every day, so I try and do the best that I can as a citizen.
I understand. So let me ask you a question in an effort to stimulate conversation. Let me pose a question as from the point of view of a devil's advocate. What would you say to those who are in that industry, say Monsanto? I mean, obviously that is a multi-billion dollar industry with thousands of employees generating billions of revenue every year, employs a lot of people, but also creates a product that in demand worldwide.
I don't think it is a product in demand, because what they are is they're a chemical company and they're also a pharmaceutical company, and you know, they get people really sick with all their chemicals, and then people depend on them for their pharmaceuticals. So I think they're doing a disservice to humankind, personally. I mean, they've been, Monsanto itself has started in 1911,
mm-hmm.
Making sucrate, I believe. Sucrate, it's a fake sugar, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny because I have some investments, like my 401k, and I had the opportunity recently, you know, brokerage link to invest my money in other areas. And so I asked a coworker in Kona, I go, well, what do you invest in? She goes, BP, Coca-Cola, Verizon. I'm like, God, everything got so advanced, you know. Mm. I mean, I do have a Verizon phone, okay? And right now it seems like it's kind of important to have a phone in my life. But all those other things, Coca-Cola, I mean, I don't buy Coca-Cola. And BP, I don't want to invest in them, especially after seeing how they've treated all these people and what they've done to the planet, you know. There's just a lot of tough decisions we're going to have to make, and whether, you know, maybe we should start carpooling more, maybe we should get a better bus system that covers a larger area, that, you know, I would definitely consider taking a bus to work.
Right. Well, I guess when you attempt to solve one problem, you tend to create other problems, I guess. With, for instance, if everyone decided to abandon their car and take the bus, you're probably going to need a lot more buses to make up the difference.
Right, or carpooling. I mean, I try and take the hitchhikers once in a while, but I just have so much stuff all over my seat that I don't always have room. But carpooling's a great thing. I have a friend, Geraldine, that always says, hey, if you're going to go into town, I'd love to catch a ride with you, and maybe I can just hang out and do some errands while you're at work, and then I'll come back with you. I mean, you know, it's, you know, carpooling is a great thing, and maybe more of us should think about carpooling.
That is a good point, and I guess in it could solve a lot of issues as far as consumption. My only concern is that in a society where people have freedom of choice and association, that not everybody wants to carpool. It's, some people want to drive their vehicles, and they spend a lot of money to purchase their vehicles and maintain their vehicles and fuel their vehicles. And the vehicles that are on the road today, especially the newer models, are more efficient than anything else previously produced in the auto industry. And I see that trend is continuing, especially as fuel prices continue to rise.
I don't have all the answers. I just wanted to bring up a few points.
I understand, and I appreciate that.
I'm eager to see what other people have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate it immensely.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, caller, you're there.
Hey, how's that?
Hey, how's that? Who's this?
Hey, thanks for standing in for Felicia and Carlos and all that. Appreciate that. Just want to make a real quick announcement about the draft rules for the Ordinance 960, the former 2491 bill, disclosure bill.
Okay.
That's going on tonight at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center.
Okay, great. Can you elaborate on a little bit for those of us who are kind of out of the loop here in Kauai, or who are listening in for the first time?
Well, it's kind of a long history, but...
I mean, just a quick synopsis, you know.
We passed the bill 2491 that's asking for disclosure, mainly, and a few other things, basically aimed at the biotech industry. So pretty much four or five companies, Syngenta, Pioneer, Dow, and BASF.
Mm-hmm.
And they retaliated pretty hard, and they're currently suing the county. But as we have passed the bill into law, they have to draft the rules that the law actually is. So that meeting's going on. They're having meetings all across the island. I think they had one already in Lihue and one already on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight they have the east side, so it's at Kapaa Neighborhood Center, 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's open to the public.
All so right.
If anyone's interested and they want to kind of hear what's evolving, as I am, it's a chance to show up and check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. He is.
Aloha. Are you on the air? Hi, this is Terry. Can I?
Oh, I'm looking for Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no one here but me at the moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Well, well. Anyway. So the lines are all open at the moment, 826-7774, 826-7771. There's one right there. Hold on one second. Aloha, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, freedom is relative. Like, you know, the government has freedoms to spy on its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They have the freedom to incarcerate people for extreme sentences for, like, drug use. You know, I mean, they create so many scenarios, like camping. It's illegal. You can't sleep. There's no place where it's legal to sleep, you know, unless you buy a camping permit, like if you're homeless. You know, I mean...
That is a huge issue
so
right
many,
now.
I mean, I'm just commenting on your statement of, well, this is a country of freedom of choice.
Well, you generally know, it is.
Well, generally, when it comes down to, like, camping, sleeping, okay, there's not hardly a county in the United States that allows people to sleep in their cars. You can't do that. It's against the law. You'll get a ticket.
But do you know how and why those ordinances are brought into existence?
Well, it's kind of like when the Dust Bowl happened and all the people from the Midwest came out to California, tried migrant laborers, Grapes of Wrath, and all that stuff.
Right.
They didn't want them. They shunned them. They said, go home. We don't want you around here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then people, you know, the stereotypical hobos, you know, the people would hop trains and, you know, whether or not they were like alcoholics or kind of unsightly people, the sheriff would come and go, hey, you know, you've got to get out of the city limits, you know, and one last thing, and I'll say, because I'm a homeless advocate, as much as there needs to be places, if people don't have money to afford housing, they should at least be some legal, inalienable right to have some place where you can sleep at night without being harassed, you know,
mm-hmm.
One time I was hitchhiking across the United States, and I was going through a little town in Nevada called Caliente, which means hot in Spanish.
Yes.
And we were, because our car broke down, and the engine blew up. This Volkswagen bus blew up, right? So we were stranded. We had the summit. We were heading to crop from Florida to California, right?
Right.
And so we're out there with our thumbs hitchhiking, you know, and you know, you know, I'm Caucasian, and I may have had long hair at the time, I forget, you know. And this policeman comes up, you know, and he kind of, doesn't look as straight in the eye, but he rolls down his window and he goes, if you're not out of town by sunset, you're going to spend the night in the bar hotel. Mm. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
You know, because you know what? They'll cite you for camping. They'll fine you. If you don't pay your fines, all of a sudden, they'll give you a house, you know, called the Bar Hotel.
Right, right.
Anyways, it's nice to have you back on island. Thank you, sir.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you take it. Care.
Aloha. Well, you know, that is a tough issue. The homeless thing. I live on Oahu now, and it's amazing how bad the problem is out there. I really don't know what to do, you know, what the issue, the way to solve that issue. I mean, when you have an island, let's say Kauai or Oahu, where you have a limited amount of space in general, and you have private property, and you have municipal property, or public property, or government property, okay? And those different entities are governed in certain different ways. If you're in your community, most communities that I am familiar with, being in a garage door business, I was in a lot of communities all over Kauai and Oahu. And, you know, you see people who maintain their homes and their properties and they want to feel safe and comfortable in their neighborhood. How do you reconcile they're caring for their property and maintaining their property and spending the money to maintain their property? How would you feel if someone decided to come and pitch a tent on your property without asking you, without paying you anything? What do you do? And on the same token, you have public property or municipal property, a public park. What do you do if you allow a few people to come there and sleep? You're eventually going to have a lot of people who are going to be there looking for a place to sleep, especially if it's free. So what do you do? You have those who choose to be homeless, who want to be able to live and sleep wherever they want to be. And you have those people who, through whatever reason, whether mental health or whatever, who don't know any better and can't help themselves. Now, I can see helping those folks out and putting out, you know, public funds or even private funds to help those people who can't help themselves. But when you have people who are healthy in their right minds and they don't want to work, I don't know how you reconcile that with the concept of public property or even private property. Anyway, I have a caller, and we're going to take him right now. I'm Terry, and this is Kauai Soapbox, and the number here to the station is 826-7774, 826-7771, and toll free 866-275-1112. Aloha, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Well, I just wanted to point out that we're a little behind the rest of the civilized world in a lot of ways. That I was in Jamaica 20 years ago, and the way they deal with the homeless there, every bit of the jungle is planted out every 20 feet with a different fruit tree, and at least nobody's gone hungry. They have another law that if there's any unused portion of land, any homeless person can homestead that little piece of area, no matter who owns it, and they are obliged to keep it together, and if the person who owns it dies owing taxes, the homesteader can own the property for the back taxes levied against it. And it's so beautiful. There's a number of, you know, Jamaican bushmen that have two or three little homesteads. And in Jamaica, there's two women for every man. They may have a family in each different homestead. And there's really you know, only in the city is it a big problem. In the bush, you have plenty to eat. What I'm advocating here is creating food forest parks for the homeless where they can get cultivars of needed vegetation and put in their own homestead. Boy, it would change things quick if we had the homestead law here. Mm-hmm. And give people permission to have a little dignity, even if they're otherwise disadvantaged.
Well, and my question
is, they could really do it with an open palate.
Well, my question is this: in an area again where we have limited amount of land, private, whether it's private or public land, there's not a whole lot in between there. There's not a whole lot of unclaimed land. Either it belongs to somebody or it belongs to the state or the county. I just don't see how something like that would work for two main reasons. One, the people who live around that land, they're the ones who are going to have the legislative responsibility of making something like that happen and maintain it. Getting the people who live around something like that to come on board, and let alone to maybe to possibly invest some of their tax money into maintaining or creating something like that. And the second point is anytime you allow people to take something of value for less than the market value or for no value at all, you suddenly create a demand for it. And you will, as soon as the word gets out that you can get a free piece of property in Hawaii, all you have to do is prove that you're homeless or that you're, you know, don't have any income, and you can just take a piece of land. Well, that will be, you know, will open the floodgates, and which will cause a huge amount of other issues. So I understand the sentiment behind what you're saying. I just don't see how that could possibly come to be in the United States, let alone somewhere as you know, limited as Hawaii. It's not like you have room in the suburbs or outlying lands around the island, you know, that, well, no one is claiming.
What they were doing was any unused portion of land, whether it was owned privately or publicly. And, you know, it's this is.
So in America, that would be considered like public, like eminent domain, to take a piece of property.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, if it's not being used, see, in Hawaii, pretty much, you were able to, if you could clean the lot and keep it clean, that was your lot.
Okay, then.
Unless somebody is going to give you anything.
Who's going to define what is unused land?
Excuse me?
Who's going to define what is unused land? I mean, we are all the time in Hawaii where, well, people want to develop a piece of property, and people don't want that piece of property developed because they want it to stay in its natural state. So how a natural a piece of land in Hawaii in its natural state is considered a treasured item?
Yeah, well, if they're paying their taxes, they can move the people off.
If who's paying taxes?
If the people who own the land are paying their taxes, they can develop it. If they die... you know, I'm not exactly sure of the subtle nuances of
right. Well, we have
a serious problem with the homeless.
I understand
if people have to back up one inch, oh, that might be trouble. But you know what? The homeless need it.
I understand.
It's up to us to take care of them if we have some resources.
I understand.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. I have another caller I'm going to go ahead and take. I thank you very much for calling. You have a great day.
You too, Terry.
Aloha.
Thank you so much.
Aloha. You're on the air?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that before you could have any of these discussions, the only discussion you guys should be talking about is how the Hawaiian Islands, a sovereign nation, nationality, was stolen in 1893 by the United States government and the plantation dole farmers and the sugarcane people. I don't get it.
Well, there, you know,
there was The Hawaiians never ceded their land to this government. It was taken over by Hawaii. And then you look at Ukraine, and then you have Kerry come out and say, yeah, well, the Americans are for somebody else taking over a sovereign nation. Well, what? How can you have, how can you talk about, and anyway, any Hawaiian that is living on the beach is not homeless. They're houseless. Their home is the island. So I don't know. It's just something funny about this radio station to where they always have people that, you know, that like you, that aren't really as Akamai to exactly, you know, what the real issue is.
Well, that's why I'm on the air talking to you. I'm hoping to get someone to discuss these issues. I'm not trying to make any change anyone's mind. I'm just trying to stimulate conversation.
And you can't change minds. The only ones who can change the law is the ones who have the biggest guns. And obviously in 1893, the Americans did that because they had the guns, put Queen Liliuokalani in house arrest in her own palace, and they changed with the white plantation workers, owners, not even owners, okay? They took over this land. How can you be an American and talking about homeless and all this other kind of issues have nothing to do?
I'm just going to ask you one question. Maybe you can enlighten me. There is archaeological history that there were people who lived on these islands before the Hawaiians got here. How did the Hawaiians get it?
Were they white Europeans?
Well, it doesn't matter. How did the Hawaiians get it?
How did they? Well, what do you mean, how did they get it? They sailed here.
Yeah, but there were people here when they got here. How did they get the land?
But were they white? Come on.
It doesn't matter. Does it matter? It doesn't, you know what?
What about the law? What about the constitutional?
There was no constitution in Hawaii when the Hawaiians came to Hawaii.
The United States.
There was no
Hawaii. And there was a bill.
These islands have been inhabited since 400 BC, I believe it's the last date I've had.
Wait. So you're saying there was no Bill of Rights? There was no constitution in the United States in 1893 that said that the United States in the Constitution shall not take over a sovereign nation. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that is not what I'm trying to say. All I asked was a simple question. I am not quit about this subject. Listen, I am not. I had first to tell you that this is not a subject that I am equipped to debate. All I asked you was a simple question. The land, which was here long before the Hawaiians got here, and there was people living here before the Hawaiians got here. So how did the Hawaiians get this land?
Well, how did the American Indians, the Cherokee, the Navajo, who was there before them?
Well, exactly my point. And how did they get their land?
Does that make it right for the white people to give them polio-laced blankets and move them west of the Mississippi?
I am not here to make excuses for anyone. I'm just saying that it's human nature throughout the history of humans being on this planet that before civilization came about, for thousands of years, let me finish. If we can't have a discussion, sir, if we can't have a debate, a dialogue, then, you know, I'll have to end the conversation. But I just want to make a point. It's been throughout the history of mankind. If one society was low on resources and land, what they would do is go to their neighbor and conquer them and take all their land and kill off all their men and children and take their women. That's what's been happening throughout the history of mankind.
So that makes it justified?
No, I'm just saying that's just the reality of the situation. That's simply the reality. I'm not making a pro or a con. I'm just saying that is the reality of the situation. If it wasn't the United States who came to Hawaii and made a claim and took Hawaii in any way it managed to take it, if this island had been sitting out here and America decided to pass on it or not to claim it, who would have claimed? You think the Russians would have passed it up? You think the Japanese would have passed it up? Do you think the Russians would have passed it up? And do you think they would have been any more gentle than the United States?
Okay, here's the argument, because I know you haven't been here that long. Here, I'm from America. I'm an American Indian. Mm-hmm. But I tell you one thing. Look, in the Constitution that was drawn up in the United States, okay, saying that they won't take a sovereign land, and all the agreements and agreements that was written up in the United States that recognized in the 1843 or whatever it was, recognized Hawaii as a sovereign nation in the United States Constitution. It was this place was recognized as a sovereign nation in the United States until they overthrew it.
Well, now, you know, all...
I know, and you know what? I used to think about that thing, too. I used to think, well, what if another powerful nation would have came and blah, blah, blah. But what does that do? Make it any less criminal?
Well, I'll tell you like this, and I'm going to just be straight up with you. I am absolutely overjoyed that Hawaii is a part of the United States of America.
Yeah,
I've been living... Let me finish.
Why don't you ask...
Okay, I'm trying to have a discussion here, but like I was going to say, I am overjoyed that Hawaii is a state in the United, is part of the United States of America. The Hawaiian people, I've been here, since 89? Okay, which is most of my adult life. The people in Hawaii, the Hawaiian people, have been absolutely fabulous to me. You know, I decided to stay in Hawaii because of the people in Hawaii. The Hawaiian people, the Filipino people, the Japanese people who live here in Hawaii. I am overjoyed that there is a Hawaii for me to go to and exist with these people of different cultures and backgrounds. And I can't imagine Hawaii being, say, a Japanese territory or a Russian territory. Because that's basically what would happen. There's no way Hawaii could have prevented itself from being annexed by any other major power, especially in that time of history. That was just the way things were here in the world. I mean, that's what World War II was about and World War I. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I really can't make that judgment. I don't know enough about the details of the history. But let me tell you, I am overjoyed beyond belief that the blessing that is Hawaii is part of the United States of America. And I can't put it any more succinctly than that. Thank you for calling. Our lines are heating up, so I'm going to go ahead and take another call. Aloha, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Let me turn my radio up. Okay, yeah. I've been listening to the conversation. It's pretty interesting. I didn't know exactly where to jump in, but I was wondering how you feel about the white man taking slaves.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? I am so glad you brought that up. And how would I feel about the white man taking slaves? I
was
feel
that
absolutely.
Manifest destiny, and that was just the way.
That is just the way history turned out. I mean, every culture on Earth has been enslaved by another culture. I mean, you pick any period in time, whether it was the Israelites being enslaved.
Okay, well, then you're
enslaved.
Just saying that it's rational to be barbaric in this time and age.
No.
We're not in a colonial period any longer.
No, I know that. Well, my point is that I can't go back and change history. But the history that did happen is the reason why I'm sitting here at this desk right now, able to speak my mind.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't really mean anything. You could have been anywhere and perhaps said the same thing because of your experience.
But I am blessed.
You're right. You would not know any better.
That's
so that
true.
Doesn't really mean anything.
But I am blessed, and it does mean something to me that I am an American in America, and by that connection, living in Hawaii.
You're
I choose to
America.
Be an American.
Under
it's a choice.
International law. This is not America. This is the Kingdom of Hawaii.
I understand. That's your point of view. My perspective.
No, that's the point.
In my perspective,
well.
I am only talking from my own perspective. I am an American. I am American I've been American longer than I've been black. Because my mother was American. My father and my grandparents were Americans. I have uncles and aunties who fought in wars for this country. I served as a Marine for 8 years for this country. And I am a proud American. By that any standard.
And, yeah, and so you feel like it was all right that, you know, the Hawaiian population was decimated?
No.
When the white man came over here?
No, and I don't feel, I don't.
You can feel complicit about?
No, I don't.
I accept it?
No, I don't.
Well.
I don't accept
it. Well, I'm glad to be here and it was a nice day at the beach.
It is, I am glad to be here. But you know what? It's like this. To make this country what it is, some terrible things happen. That's without a doubt. Some terrible things happen. But out of those terrible things, you come.
Am I supposed to know what that means? What is this country? You tell me then.
This is a country of freedom and opportunity.
A country of freedom and opportunity. Wow, boy, you bought the.
Totally, I'm a believer. I am a truly believer. I am a believer. You know, I am a believer to my to the marrow of my bones, and that's the truth. And that's just simply the fact is. But I thank you for your call. I have another caller. I'm gonna go ahead and take it. You have a great day. Aloha. Aloha, you're on the air.
Hey, actually, I don't want to be on the air, thanks. You put me on hold and have one of the guys take down something for me? It's Michelle Rundgren.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hi, thanks.
Okay. Dean, if you're out there, if you could get that, appreciate it. Anyway, got another caller. I'm going to go ahead and take it. Aloha, you're on the air.
Well, you're right about those old days where everybody conquered everybody else, and it's still going on, and we wonder when it will ever end, right?
It will probably never end.
Well, probably not, you know, but who knows. But, you know, maybe now it's time for the United States to give Hawaii back to Hawaii, even though Hawaiians probably stole it from somebody else, like you were saying, okay? The Polynesians, if they came here and there's other people living here, it's sketchy, the anthropology, you know. I mean, they were a warrior society. They would have taken it if they wanted it, if they could overpower whoever lived here, because they're probably no different than anybody else, the Russians, the United States, the Chinese, you know. But now, I mean, even in this modern age, if you will, you know, the United States could do the right thing and give Hawaii back to Hawaiian rule. And if you're worried about, like, well, now maybe someone will come invade Hawaii, I doubt that would happen, you know? I mean, maybe it would. Maybe it'd be like the Ukraine. I don't know, you know? I mean, maybe Hawaii needs the nuclear armament of the United States in 2014 to protect it from the Chinese and the Russians, but I don't think so, you know? You know, and there's always a limit to any landmass, whether it's an island or a continent, of how many people can live on it, right, before they go over the edge, right? Look at Manhattan Island. It's a little island in New York City, right?
Right.
And so people don't ask to be born. You know, so when you incarcerate the homeless, by the way, that cost a fortune. That cost a lot of money. Or you could just line them up against the wall and shoot them, you know. But you know, there's obviously a limit of how many people, whether they're rich or poor, that can live in Hawaii because of its size, right? But, and then when you quite make an assumption of who's Hawaiian, you go, well, are they 10%? Are they 50%? Are they half Filipino, part Caucasian? Or Hawaiian, is that someone who's just born here? You know, and that's a whole other story, too, because no one decides that, well, I'm going to be born in Hawaii. It just happens. It just happens. You're all of a sudden, you pop out of mom's womb, and wow, you're a Hawaiian. You're born here in Hawaii, but maybe you're Kahale, you're Caucasian, you know? So I guess you're just as much Hawaiian as any, like, full-blooded Hawaiian that's born here, except for the cultural identity and the DNA. You know, there's some way, you know, because if you, and I'll shut up and I'll let you go, you know, if you're going to, and the way you get around this homeless issue is if you decide that you're not ever going to fall asleep. because it's not against the law to sit out on the beach at Hanalei or down there at the pavilion. You can sit there all night. Just don't let the police catch you sleeping, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all sorts of places where you can go and hang out as long as you don't set up a tent, you know, and fall asleep. And it's just so, seems so stupid, you know, because even if you're a bum, a total bum, elite, you know, you want to mooch, you know, in the first place, you never asked to be born. You know, and so maybe it's the parents' fault. Maybe people that have more than two children should get arrested and put in jail or forcibly made impotent so they can't have babies. I mean, because it all goes back to the basic men and women having babies, you know, and all of a sudden after all these millions of years, there's all these huge amounts of people in little tiny areas, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. I don't have all the answers, you know?
Well, neither
though,
do I.
I appreciate you saying that, you know, and it's okay for you to not have all the answers, you know, even though it does seem so unfair the way Hawaii, you know, had this wonderful cultural background where they didn't have a lot of money. They didn't need a lot of money because they didn't need Walmart. They didn't need Costco. They had a little back. They had a lot of backbone. They had fish. They had taro. You know, they had a natural, organic lifestyle, whether they thought about it in that context or not, you know. But there's basically enough for everybody because of the resources, right? But now they're depleted. And it just seems so unfair that if you got a lot of money, and you could still be a bum and have a lot of money, a.k.a. you could inherit it. You could have inherited it from your parents or your parents' parents' parents and be a millionaire, and all of a sudden you can buy this luscious piece of property like 10 acres or a condo up in Princeville and go put up no trespassing signs. And anybody else, you know, if you cross this line, you know, you're going to go to jail or something, you know.
I understand.
Anyways, thanks a lot for the
Thank
discussion.
You. Aloha. Hi, I have another caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah. How's it?
Great.
So I really like your perspective and the whole historical, you know, talking about history and all this stuff.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I look, I'm only speaking. I'm a layman. I'm no letters after my name. I read a lot. I try to pay every as much attention as I can to what's going on in the world. And I'm able to, you know, have a basic discussion about a lot of issues.
Likewise.
And I enjoy that. And especially, you know, a debate. I enjoy a debate. But my job here today is not to try and change anyone's mind. I'm just trying to elicit conversation.
Right, and I love that you're open to hearing, you know, any other point of view and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We're history is created right now. We're creating history. So some, you know, 100 years from now, someone's going to look back and say, hey, you know what, how come Kauai did this? Or, you know, is it fair that they did that? You know, and it's easy to look back and judge history, you know, but
yes.
The main thing is like we're creating a history right now.
Right now. It's all about the future. And the only way we can deal with the future is by what we choose to do right now and today.
Exactly. So all I have to say is like I'm hearing all these calls and it sounds like there's so much division being created. And that's what I see as the problem right now. Well, I think a lot of people are on the same path. But somehow, and I don't know how, we're all being divided over these, like, mundane and kind of insignificant issues. And I think the greater picture is, like, unity is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything's going to ever change and we're, you know, it's easy to complain about the government doing this and we're losing that and the homeless problem. But unless people come together and unite, then we're still divided and nothing can ever happen.
That's
so
true.
I just want to play a quick poem on my boy right here. He's a spoken word poet, and I think it's really relevant to today's show.
Okay, make it quick. I got the lines are piling up here real quick.
It's 3 minutes. Is that okay?
That's a little long. I only got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. But maybe another time. I appreciate it.
Just a quick, maybe just the first part of it, and you can cut it off at any time you
okay,
want.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
Really powerful. Here you go.
When we can't see the forest from the trees, then it means that we need to take a step back and recalibrate our needs. See, whatever we conceive, we achieve. So without the intention, we are living on our knees, begging, please. Success breeds success, and the science is belief.
That was plenty. That's profound, and that's exactly right. I got another caller here, but real quick, I want to make a quick statement about the homeless issue. If you're out there and you need a place to stay, and I've experienced this through personal experience and other people's experience. If I needed a place to stay, and I find myself in a situation where, okay, maybe I don't have the funds to rent a room, or I can't find any other accommodations, and I have to, and I'll go up to someone. I'll approach someone. I remember one time in California, I was a servant in the Corps, and a car broke down in Anaheim somewhere, and I had to get back to 29 Palms, and I couldn't, and it was raining, and the weather was bad, and I ran into this old guy, and we were talking, and I asked him, I said, you know, I'm kind of stuck. My vehicle is out of commission, and I got to get back to base, and it's already getting dark. Is there any way, maybe, you know, if, you know, I see your place over there. It needs, the lawn is overgrown. How about I tomorrow morning I get up and I cut your grass, I wash your car, and I do your windows. You think you could put me up for the night? No problem. No problem. And that guy is still a friend of mine to this day. I don't understand the idea that you feel entitled to someone else's property or things simply because you want them. I just don't understand that. I can understand a barter. You can make some kind of arrangements, but just to expect that someone should just give you something, I don't understand that concept. Anyway. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I tuned in late, so I thought I had the wrong station. who are you?
My name's Terry Brown.
And what's the name of your show?
Well, I used to do a show called The Jazz and Blues Review, but I had to relocate to Oahu in the last year and a half, so I reside there now. And I'm happened to be here on the island and needed someone to fill in, and I jumped in at the opportunity.
Oh, I guess you're not familiar with who Butch Kekahu is then, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I've been living here on Kauai for over 20-some-odd years. I think like 25 years.
Oh, then all the more reason for me to be confused here. I was just wondering, you know, why you're acting as a provocateur and trying to insult our whole host culture here.
I am not trying to insult anyone. I'm just giving.
If you're not trying, you're doing it naturally. And
well,
I'm
that
the radio station, and I'm going to request that you not be allowed to be on this radio station again because it is not holding with the spirit and intent of Butch Kekahu's vision for this radio station.
Well, let me explain
Thank
to you,
you
something.
Goodbye.
Well, I think she needs to hear this, and maybe she don't want to hear this, but when I was asked to come on the air here, and all the years that I've been at this radio station, there's never once been anyone to tell me what I can and cannot say on the air. It's about free speech. This is a community radio station, and especially this particular show, it's about issues. I have no intention of insulting anyone. I love everyone, in particular the people of Hawaii and the Hawaiian people. They have been awesome to me. I got no beef at all. But when it comes to having a conversation, I'm only going to speak the truth. Whenever you hear my word, I want you to understand. When you hear my voice, you know I'm telling you the truth. Simple as that. I don't deal in lies or opinions. I have an opinion, but I don't use my opinion as a bludgeon. As not my opinion is not rock solid. I change my opinion all the time, depending on what information is available to me. And so I can understand that you disagree with my perspective, but have a discussion with me. Tell me where I'm wrong. That's what it's all about. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
This is the last time I call, and thanks for answering. I disagree with that lady. I welcome you. I remember you when you did the jazz show. you're entitled to your opinions just like anybody else. That's what the out of the box and what Felicia's show is all about.
And that's exactly right.
You can take an opinion, you can be against anything or for anything, and that's okay, and that's part of the Butch K. Cobb Foundation. That's the incentive of community radio. Mm. It applies to the DJs because you've taken your kind of oath where the words and opinion of you don't reflect the radio station. They're your opinions, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly, and I want to say that.
Just like that lady, that she's entitled to her own opinions, but to threaten to call and have you not be on the show is ridiculous. It's stupid. You know what I mean? It's kind of like what you were saying about the power of forces, because you're right. Even though Hawaii was stolen at the point of a gun, you know, somebody else would have done it, but that doesn't make it right. And that's exactly the way the world operates, and it's sad, you know. It's just, it, maybe someday it'll change and we'll all live in peace and harmony and there'll be enough love for everybody at the end of the day. But when you say some statement like, well, it's not fair for somebody to take something from somebody else, like camp out on somebody else's front lawn, I agree with you to a point, you know what I mean? Obviously, but you got to remember, so much of this money in this world is old money. It comes from rich families, you know, that are still perpetuating their wealth.
All right. Well, thank you.
So it's basically free money that has been handed down. It's just like power, the chain of command. It's just the power has gone down the chain of command, and people that have the power are entitled to the wealth of the land.
Okay.
And then the little people, as in the Hawaiian people, which it's sad, you know, they've been pushed out, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's the top of the hour, and I really got to break.
Well, there's an opportunity to give Hawaii back now.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Aloha, I'm Terry Brown, and you're listening to Kauai Soapbox. If you're on the hold right now, please stay with me. I got to take a quick break, and I appreciate all the phone calls. You're listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This KKCR program is brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Ballyhai Realty, Anahola String Instruments, Aliyah's Garden Supply, and Al Pastor Tacos.
Caldwell Banker, Ballyhai Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Caldwell Banker, Ballyhai Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at ballyhai.com or by calling 826-7244.
Anahola Stringed Instruments is proud to support KKCR. Mickey Sussman has been building Island Koa guitars, ukulele, and violins on Kauai since 1972. Time-honored designs and special orders. Prompt and complete restoration, repair, and reforestation. AnaholaStringedInstruments.com or 822-1645.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
How's it, my brother? How are you?
I'm excellent.
All right. You know what, I'll tell you something, man. Your entire opinion, man, no matter what your opinion is, don't listen to what everybody tell you. Maybe listen to other ladies. She don't know what she's talking about. That's all I have to say, but go ahead, my brother. You're doing good. I'll listen to you anytime.
Well,
thank you, bye.
I appreciate it. Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it?
It's great.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the last caller. You know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and, you know, you're holding up real well, kind of trying to stay objective, and, you know, you're powering through all these people who are calling you with passion, and, you know, they give their own opinion, too, and, you know, I just want to urge everyone, learn your history, so that way when you call in, you can have solid arguments, and that's kind of about it. Learn your history, and it all unfolds with the past for the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And then that's what it's all about. You know, I'm trying desperately to remain objective because I do have my own opinions. And those of who know me know I have very strong opinions about certain things, in particular this country we live in. And I'm not shy or afraid to say what's on my mind. I'll stand with any man or anybody, you know, on any issue. And I don't know everything about everything, you know. I don't know a lot about a lot of things, but I'm willing to get out there and put myself out there and take a swing at it. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't know it. I'm wrong. I don't want to remain ignorant about an issue. So if I have a topic or there's an issue that pops up, I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to form my own opinion and then I'm going to express that opinion. And that whole point of that is to let you know this is how I formulate the information I was just given. Okay, and this is the conclusion I come to. Feel free to disagree with me. If you want to try and change my mind, welcome to it. If you want to disagree with me just for the sake of disagreeing, bring it on. You know, but I'm going to say what I'm going to say in the most respectful way I know. And that's the way I always am. I'm a gentleman first before anything. And you know, and actually before that, I'm an American gentleman. So, okay. Anyway, the lines are open right here at the studio. 826-7774, 826-7771, and 866, toll free, 866-275-1112. And the two brothers that called, I really appreciate them because, you know, the Hawaiian people are having the same discussion amongst themselves. You know, I know a lot of Hawaiian brothers. When I was in the Marine Corps, I had a few friends who were from Hawaii. And that was long before I even got to Hawaii. And I was, you know, loving the stories that they would tell me about Hawaii. You know, one of the brothers could actually sing and play the ukulele. And I always knew I wanted to be in Hawaii. But until I actually got here and actually saw for myself, I didn't know what to expect. But this issue is not restricted to anyone. Anyone who lives here has a right to give their perspective on what it means to be here, you know? And this same issue is going on with the Hawaiians, just like it is going on the air right now. And there are some Hawaiians who love the fact that we're America and love being Americans. There's a lot of Hawaiians who gave their lives in our wars. You know, there's a lot of Hawaiians who serve in our government. You know, there's a lot of Hawaiians who live every day, just like you and me, who get up every day, put their shoes on the same way, want their kids to get a good education. They want their kids to be free, you know. They want their kids and their families to be successful just like everyone else. Just because they're Hawaiian don't mean they're a different type of human being. Anyway, I got a caller. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
How are you, my brother? It's me again.
Awesome. I'm great.
I got a question for ask you, to sure. Ask everybody. No, if this Hawaiian sovereignty pass, who's going to be the king?
Exactly my point.
I'm like, no, who's going to be king? You're going to be fighting among each other. You're going to be like, I want to be king. No, I'm big king. I'll be king.
I'm more Hawaiian than you are. Yeah.
No, me, I'm Filipino, but these. I'm like, no, if they get the sovereignty, who's going to be the king?
Yes.
Who will rule the island?
And what kind of power will that king have? Will he have the power over life and death?
I don't know. Like, I guarantee you, they could be fighting among each other. Like, I am the king.
Yeah.
I'm the king of this land, whatever.
And by definition, okay, a king is not elected.
And that's right.
And
know,
the king owns the kingdom.
That's what they like. They like everything to me is, why don't
you get a job or something, man. Get a life or something, man. You say, oh, this guy, I want to be king, the king and I or something. I don't know. I'm an American, man. I'm an American Filipino. I'm proud of it, man. I was born and raised over here. And like everybody, man. Why don't say like the guy say, why you can just get along?
Exactly.
Thank you, my brother.
My pleasure.
Thank you, bye.
You know, and earlier someone brought up the idea of slavery in America. Look, America has been absolutely wonderful to me and my family and my grandparents and their grandparents for as long as I know. America has been nothing but awesome to me and the people around me, and I have no beef with America. I forgive America of her sins. You know, there's no one alive today who owns slaves. Even the ancestors of the slaves don't own slaves. That stuff don't exist anymore. I'm not mad, okay? I'll tell you right now, I forgive white people. I love white people, you know? I love them to death, you know? I'll send my son off to the military to defend them and defend you, what color you are, you know? If I see a man in the street who needs help, I'm going to help him. I'm not going to stop and find out what his ancestry is, you know? I see a little lost kid in the street. I'm not going to stop and ask him, you know, what his ancestry is. I'm going to do what I can to help that kid, you know? And if you're a traveler, if you've been around the world and you go to any place on this earth, you know when you're around Americans. There's just something about Americans that just make us stand out. And it's that people say it's a sense of entitlement. You know, we seem arrogant. No, when you're used to being free, you act free. And when you act free, those people who are not as free as you are think you're arrogant. What makes you think you're so good? Well, I'm free to be whatever I want to be. If I want to be good, I can be good. If I want to be bad, I can be bad. Matter of fact, with me, when I'm good, I'm real good. But when I'm bad, I am better. That's the truth. Anyway, it's all relative. If you want to be angry about something, if you want to have a negative perspective on something, if you're full of hate and anger over something, you know, I guess you need some way to express it, you know. Those things are damaging to your soul. Let it go. It makes no sense to walk around carrying a chip on your shoulder because 400 years ago, your relatives were slaves. Yes, there was a time on this world, if I was walking down the street with a white guy, chances are these people will assume that he owned me. There was a time in this country where we were at war, and they would put American citizens of Japanese ancestry who've been here for decades and generations and lock them up because it's out of fear. Racism is all born in fear. They're so terrified that you're going to get a status above them that somehow that because you're who you are, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, you have to point out those differences to keep that person down. It's ridiculous. It has no useful purpose in reality to hate someone for the one thing they have no control over. How can you hate somebody because of the way they were born, the color of their skin, the shape of their eyes, the curliness of their hair? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I know right now there's a buddy of mine who was, you know, like a brother to me. He is about as white as you could possibly be. He's from North Dakota. And this guy, I know without hesitation that this guy would die for me. And I wouldn't hesitate one second to die for him. I met his family, and there's not a person of color in there, his whole family, but he is my brother. Because we have that in common, the fact that we love America, and we're willing to sacrifice everything we have to keep America free. I got a son who's going off to the Army. He's going to be driving M1A1 tanks. And I know there's a lot of people out here who don't like our military, don't like the fact that, you know, we have the world's greatest military, the world's strongest government, the freest people. You know, there's a lot of people out there who don't like that. They somehow feel that because we're free and because we're rich and because we're so successful that somehow we denigrate or put down everyone else. We must have stole it from somebody. No. all the greatest innovations of the world have come out of America for the last 100 years. Where is the, show me, someone explain to me, where is the Chinese Bill Gates? Okay? Where's the Iranian Google? Okay? Where are those things? America, by itself, is responsible for the saving of more lives in this world than anyone else, any other civilization in the history of the world. There are more people in this world that are free, healthy, well-fed because of the United States of America. And not just America, but the people of America. And that's the biggest difference right there. I got a call. I'm going to take it. Aloha. KKCR, this is Terry. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Terry.
Hey, how's it?
This is David.
David, how you doing?
Pretty good. Nice to hear your voice again.
You too, man.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
I am. Oh, wow. All right. Well, what's on my mind is I thought of calling when I was got in the car and was driving home, you were talking about homeless people. And I don't mean to stereotype anybody or anything like that, but I just want to give the shout out and let people know. I think we could all agree that it's nice to watch out for each other. And there's been a rash of car break-ins down around Kamalani Bridge. So I just want to let everybody know to watch out and watch out for each other. There's a group that's been, they're kind of scoping the area out and watching people park at the bottom of the bridge. And so as you walk down the beach to walk your dog or go for a surf, they're breaking into your car and taking your valuables. So I just want to let people know that that's the latest spot where that's happening. And
all right.
People can stop that.
Any idea of what these people look like?
Me, I have no idea.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, appreciate the heads up.
Okay.
You have a great day, and good to hear you again.
Thanks. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
You know what? God makes you free. I mean, countries and governments, they don't make you free, you know. And plus, too, you know, I know what she's saying, you know, in ways is you're right. I mean, if you look at World War II and Nazi Germany and stuff, yeah, we wouldn't want to be ruled by Nazi Germany now. You know, and thank goodness, you know, we won the war with our allies, you know, including Russia, who lost way more people than the United States. We only lost like 4 or 5 million, and they lost 20 million. And then after that, they had to deal with Stalin, who was a brutal, brutal guy, right?
Yes.
You know, so in the spoils, you know, the spoils after World War II, the British and the United States took most of it, except the Russians were able to get a few physicists and German engineers, and they developed nuclear arms just like we did, and so that made them a superpower, right?
Right.
You know, and so basically the line has been drawn in the sand when people invented nuclear weapons, right?
Right.
Because there's some guy, whoever it is, standing by a red or green button. It's not like a great, you know, the United States Marine Corps and yeah, we're going to go protect the free world. It's somebody by a red button now, you know? You know, manning a nuclear submarine, okay?
All right.
You know, and when one last thing, you know, let me see if I get my mind straight here, you know, because it's a touchy item, you know? Because,
right.
Yeah, you know, war and peace is a funny thing, but while you do praise the United States and you can find good things about it, and I'm not denying that you have uncommon valor and you're a proud American and let it be, okay?
Right.
And I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but the United States has also been guilty of torture. They've been done it for years since Ronald Reagan, not just the slaves and the American Indians and the Hawaiians and a little other countries here and there. They did it in the 70s and 80s.
All right.
You know, Guatemala.
Well, I appreciate you calling, but I know this is not your first call today, so I want to take another call.
The United States has backed military coups. It's responsible for so much torture, even today, That's nothing to be proud of, okay?
All right. Thank you. Aloha. This is KKCR. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? I just got off of work, and I caught you all the way over here in Oahu, man. I wanted to jump on.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, so let me give you a little bit of background. My father, Filipino Hawaiian. My mother is white as the clouds. And I used to tell my friends that I wasn't white enough to get into Kamehameha school. Okay, so the lady that came on your program and told you that she was going to report you?
Yes.
Okay, this is a product of today's society. This is a product. This lady is a product of the politically correct environment. We are in an age where we give out participation trophies. We can't say things that offend other people. I grew up at a time when you won a trophy, you won a trophy because you accomplished something.
Right.
You know, you didn't get participation trophies. And you know what? I was told things that was offensive, but it made me a stronger person. Now you can't say certain words. You have to be politically correct when it comes to almost everything that goes on the media. And my father used to tell me that the downfall of Hawaii was the aloha. That was the downfall of Hawaii, because they came in and people came in that they trusted. They gave out their aloha, and this is what happened. And that was the downfall of Hawaii. My mama used to tell me that, you know, because we have Irish, right?
Yes.
Today, the Irish people are still fighting for stuff that happened back in the 17th century. We're still fighting to keep England out of certain areas of Ireland. But the Hawaiians, because they're such a lovable person, they're such a lovable people, you know what I mean? They saw something that they didn't understand, and then they saw that they could get something from these people to make them stronger and conquer the rest of the islands. They're just as bad as America was. Kamehameha came through here and conquered all these islands. It made him no different than America. Every single island had one separate king, and they were happy, but they had to be underneath one ruler. And if you look at it today, with OHA and all these interest groups that are trying to represent us, they can't even get along with each other. They're fighting over who's going to sit at the Aulani Palace. They don't even know who's going to leave. They can't get along with each other. So, you know, you tell me, is Hawaii better off that America came in? I agree with that. I agree with that. Only because I heard stories from my father growing up, what Japanese did to the Filipinos in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would have stopped in Guam, or you think they would have stopped in Saipan? If America wasn't here, they would have came all the way through.
Exactly. And believe me, the Japanese would not have considered the sovereignty of Hawaiians, let alone would have even accepted Hawaiians as a human being.
For somebody to come up right now, like, on this island, we get 1 million people on this island alone. Okay? And my kids, they have so little Hawaiian in them that they don't really qualify for anything. Okay? So, if you show me one pure 100% Hawaiian, okay, and I would call him, he's lucky to be like that because America was here. Because if any other country came to here, there would be no 100% Hawaiians. There would be no half Hawaiians. Because these people have proven through time and history, they come into places and they have annihilated the whole population.
Exactly.
It's wrong. The way Hawaii was taken is wrong. And I'll be the first one to say it. But I will say this, hey, if it had to be somebody, we're lucky it was America. Because, we had people thrown into concentration, or not, I wouldn't even say concentration camps, but group camps, you know, to keep an eye on them during World War II, but that was mostly the Oriental mix.
Yeah.
You know, Hawaiians, the language outlawed when Taulis came in, the language was outlawed, but you know, and they couldn't speak their own language to each other in public, and they overthrew our queen. You know, they took everything.
Yeah.
But we're still walking around today. And that would have never happened if it was another country.
I agree. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. I appreciate it, my brother. I really
All right,
do.
And you know, you don't ever be afraid, no matter who you offend, to say how you feel. And that's the freedom that there's thousands of people buried in the ground right now, so you have that freedom. You always say how you feel. Whether you offend somebody or not, you have the right to speak.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
That.
You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Hey, I'm going to say something here. That what the gentleman was on the phone was just saying was profound. And he's saying exactly what I was thinking, you know. But I want to say something that's probably going to sound controversial. As a black man, I think one of the best things that ever happened to my people was to brought to the United States. And I can't imagine if my people, I'm talking about my particular family, had never made it to America. Who knows where I would be right now? Living in some mud hut out in the middle of the Serengeti, you know? Would I be living in Nigeria, you know? Or would I be somewhere in Sudan trying to scrape through the sand and dirt to find something to survive on? But no, I'm an American. I have a healthy child who's two grown daughters and a son now who's going off, who's healthy, who's strong, who's intelligent, who had education provided for by our society, and a freedom that does not exist anywhere in Africa. So I studied Africa. I've never been to Africa, but there's no place in Africa that I would choose over the United States. I guarantee you, I tell you that right now, straight up. I'm sorry that slavery happened. I'm glad I don't have to live through that, but I'm glad my ancestors was strong enough to survive it and allow me to be raised in the United States as an American. I appreciate that immensely. Thank God. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Aloha, brother. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just have one thing to say that, you know, I was born in 1950, and during the Vietnam War, we were all drafted.
Can you do one sec? Can you turn your radio down? I'm getting a little echo here.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Is that better?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, I didn't go, but a lot of my buddies came home in boxes. And for a long time, you know, it was really tough to like my country, you know, to look at what happened, you know, in that war when it seemed like it didn't make any sense. But here I am now. He's 64 this year, and it's taken all this time to realize that anybody who can't love the country they were born in has a problem.
Well, you know, I could, just to split hairs, I would definitely understand, excuse me, somebody hating their country if they were like in Sudan and or Nigeria, and their daughters were kidnapped and hauled off by some Muslim terrorists to serve as slaves. Well, I would hate my country if that was what I had to live with. But
yeah,
in America, we don't have that.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I'm listening now for about an hour, and I'm listening to what everybody's saying. And people who are angry, especially about their own country, they got a lot of ho'oponopono to do because, you know, it is a privilege to be born in this part of the world. And if you've been to India or any third world country and spent any time there, you would realize what a privilege it is to be here. And if you cannot make peace with what your country represents, then you have to look inside yourself. Because if you're fighting your country, you're fighting yourself. This is where your blood is from. If you cannot love it, you need to look inside yourself and ask yourself why. And if you want to change things, then, I mean, Felicia's a perfect example. You know, back in the 60s, we wouldn't have even considered going political to change things. But now working within the system, even Marianne Williamson is running for Congress. You know, these are people who have been around a long time and finally decided to go with the flow of how to change things. So I agree with you 100%. It's a great country. War has been around forever.
For thousands of years.
Come on, give me a break here. The Native Americans were killing each other before we came along.
Exactly.
You know, and the Hawaiians were doing the same thing. The Samoans, killing and you know, killing all the men and propagating the women. This is history. This is what takes place in our lives. So if you cannot be in your own country, you've got a problem. There's something to look at within yourself. And I say one thing. You know, I married a Canadian, and her favorite slogan is God bless America.
God bless America. I had to repeat that.
Yeah, so hang in there, bro. You know, I think patriotism is very weak because people are looking at the bad things. You know, they're not looking at the advantages that they have over others who, you know, are not born in this beautiful, exquisite land that we call America.
Isn't it interesting how even in our economic situations that we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of people banging at our doors trying to get in? But you don't hear a whole lot about people trying to get out. Matter of fact, you do it, you wouldn't, I guess, because people are free to leave. They don't have to, you wouldn't hear about it.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I love what you're doing. God
Thank
bless
you.
You.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Sorry about that. If I missed you, call back. The lines are open here on Kauai Community Radio. 90.9 and 91.9 FM, 90.9 Hanalei, 92.7 FM Anahola, Molowa'a, 95.1 on the cable hookup, 91.9 FM Islandwide, and 104.7 FM on Oahu. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Kauai Soapbox. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Hey.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear yours.
Roy and I used to come and visit you when you were the night watchman, the first DJ at the station.
I remember. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a long time. The first DJ on the air here, actually.
Yeah, welcome home.
Thank you.
Did you leave the island or something?
Yes, I did. I had to relocate to Oahu. That's where I live now. It's where I reside, but Kauai is my home.
Worth.
Yeah, I'm here on vacation. My son's graduation is this Friday, so I'm enjoying. I brought my little dog, Nina. She's a Kauai girl, so I couldn't come without bringing her. She's sitting here in the studio staring at me right now, probably because the AC is so high.
Beautiful. That's really kind of you to believe in the station at the very beginning when it was just an infant, yeah.
Oh, these are my family. I love them all. I love everybody here, you know, even if they disagree with me. And I know they love me, too, so it's all good.
No, I love Hawaii, you know, similar to you and the way Roy did and what have you. And I was, you know, ticked off a little bit that we weren't able to help the people of Ukraine. I know that sounds stupid. They signed the Non-Proliferation Act in 1994. I thought that was a gutsy thing. I remember as a kid feeling good about, you know, somebody did the right thing and has less nuclear warheads pointed at each other. So anyway, it's too bad that we can't,
well,
you know, do like we said we were going to do in our treaty.
I think it was in 06 we signed a treaty to protect them. And
yeah.
If they, you know, gave up their weapons of mass destruction, they gave up their missile programs and turned over a lot of their weapons to the UN. And we promised to protect them, of course, we were not living up to our word. And, you know, that is probably my biggest beef with America is that, you know, when the political winds change, we always seem to lose track of our promises. And it's caused for some serious tragedies in our history. You know?
I'm a little bit mystified by kind of what went down with the American Indians having grown up in Phoenix when everybody was on the reservation.
Yes.
But, anyway, I love America, too, and I have been around the world a little bit and just wish that we could do something, you know, to help the people who have, you know, done the right thing and try to make it so somebody else now looks at it and goes, oh, I'm not giving up my weapons because those guys won't stand behind me if they sign a treaty.
Well, that is right now is the biggest tragedy of our government, of this administration, is just on so many levels have they dropped the ball on so many things. It's beyond my ability to articulate all the many many disasters that are being caused right now because of the indecision and incompetence of the current administration. And that's just, I'll just leave it at that.
I would love to hear you talk more about that. And I know there's other people trying to call in, but there's something nice about the Ukrainian people since they've been occupied by a total of 3 or 4 times, and then, you know, all the German ancestors and Russian people, they are the most carefree and kind people, much like Hawaiians. I know that sounds silly, but at any rate.
I would like to talk about that more, but if I was going to talk about that issue, I would have to prepare myself a little better. I don't know enough about the Ukrainian side of the issue. I hear what's reported in the news media, and that's something that you can't count on these days, so I really can't speak with any sort of authority on that issue. So I'll just, leave your comments as the last word on that for today. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Bless you,
Rob.
Aloha. Take care.
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Sorry, this is my last 2 cents, and I appreciate the show, okay?
Okay.
You know, Russia's not going to let the United States bully them in Ukraine. You know, the United States is used to getting their way at a whim, wherever they want, you know? You know, but, you know, you have a right to speak, but you don't have a right to sleep. That's a rhyme, okay? I don't know which is more important, whether to get a good night's sleep or to speak your mind, because there's a contradiction in freedom right there, right?
It is.
I wouldn't want to be a poor person in India, and I wouldn't want to be poor anywhere, you know, because you still suffer all the same things. Not adequate, in discomfort.
I have another caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take that one. Thank you.
You shouldn't speak for...
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Hi, is this the same one?
Yes, it is.
I've been listening to you talking on the air coming home, and I wanted to say that I found your point of view refreshing and your particular enthusiasm, the fact that we have freedom and justice in this country that is hard to match in other countries around the world. And I was particularly noticed that this morning. I was thinking about it myself when I saw a story about a young woman who was in shackles, a pregnant young woman who was in shackles in jail over in the Sudan, because they accused her of being a Christian when she was married to a Muslim.
Yeah, she's considered...
You know, and I'm just saying, and, you know, and that was the government's rules.
Exactly.
And, you know, and in so many countries where there's this... obsessive patriarchal authoritarian throwback mentality, you know, running the cultures and the religions, women are oppressed in such a way that it's absolutely astounding. Mm-hmm. And I think if anything, just be grateful we live in this country. Sure, things, bad things happen to women in this country, but it's not institutionalized. And we have a tremendous freedom here, and we're free to go to school. We're free to have a post office. We're free to drive on the streets. We have electric lights on the streets. I mean, just the small things there are to be thankful for. And I just wanted to commend you for being positive.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. KKCR, you're on the air.
You know, the United States is causing a lot of the turmoil in Africa.
I'm sorry, we've been on already several times. I got other people calling, so you're on the air, KKCR.
This is Terry.
Yes, it is.
What's happening, Terry? This is Dane.
Dane, how you doing, man? I'm glad you called.
Welcome back, man. I'm driving around like most people, and happened to hear you on the radio and heard your son graduate from Kauai High.
Yes, he is.
Beautiful.
Can you believe that, man?
Yeah, lovely.
Absolutely too much. I refuse to be that old.
Cool. Yeah, enjoying hearing the show and all the viewpoints.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, it's always good to talk to you. I must say, though, that, you know, being African-American and the whole situation with slavery, and you made a comment earlier about being glad to be born here, which we do have a lot of, I guess you can say, benefits and entitlements by being American. However, you know, I always go back to this generations and eons ago in Africa when it was really a thriving place that we can read, you know what I mean, through history. You know what I mean, how vibrant it was and how scientists and mathematicians, you know what I mean, the beauty of the country. So living here in America today, I don't think it could match up to how Africa was then, you know, but the way a lot of countries in Africa are now are a result of people coming from the outside, you know, and putting their influence on the country. And one other point I wanted to make is I heard through the conversation through many people that America is the best or better. Now, if I was to say, you know, my last name is Green, and I'm better than you because your last name is Brown, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that America is like the best, it's the best at what? You know, or why do we even want to be the best? Because
that is...
Humanity is the best, you know what I mean? We should say God bless humanity. I hear God bless America a lot, and I'm like, okay, we're not saying God bless other, you know, is this all for one for all? Is it each of us on our own? So if we look at more of a global perspective is, I mean, I've been around the world to probably maybe 10 different countries. And everywhere I've been, people have been lovely. I haven't been anywhere where people said, I'm not free. You know what I mean? It's horrible. Get me out of here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, America's America. And, you know, Canada's Canada. Ethiopia's Ethiopia. I've had friends here who have lived in Africa and who have worked in Africa. You know what I mean? Who grew up on the East Coast with me. I had my mom's first cousin, Bob Gore, who is a wonderful African storyteller back in Pittsburgh. He moved to Gambia to spend the last 7 years of his life, you know, and I moved to Ken Kauai, sending postcards. Beautiful country, you know what I'm saying? So, and he loved it there. He chose to be there, you know what I mean, during his final year. So all of us are beautiful. The world is lovely, you know. We're all one. We're all the same, like, as you said earlier. And the patriotism, we don't need to have patriotism. All we need to do is believe in each other. And believe in the world and believe in love.
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
The song you used to play on a jazz show, you know,
yeah.
Believe in love. You know what I mean?
I do. I believe you. I hear you, man. We've had this discussion over the years many times.
We're both from PA. I love Pennsylvania, you know, because, you know, being in Pennsylvania, it kind of made me mold me into the man I am today. It was mm-hmm. great. I grew up in a lovely neighborhood in Pittsburgh, and it was awesome. And I was back in the 70s and 80s, you know. However, things have changed, and it's not all series of ice cream, and I think we got to acknowledge that. There's a lot of ills in our country right now. I mean, we have the highest rate of addiction to prescription pills. Overdose from prescription pills is, like, off the charts, and not from poor people, you know what I mean? From, like, middle class and upper class, and just being in a counseling profession, there's a lot going on now, a lot of stressors that we're dealing with, and a lot of things in the media are so negative, and so there's a lot we can do to make this a more healthier place. A lot of other places around the world that have acknowledged that, and they don't have the type of negative media and, you know, misogynistic media that we have, you know. But the excuse here is always, we're free. Well, let's show anything. Let's do anything. Have you seen some of the movies lately? Mm-hmm. Even the rated R ones? Just try and watch a couple and just check out the themes, and they're, like, really nuts. I mean, off the chart nuts.
Yeah,
but anyway, bro, sorry for going on. I'm glad you're here. I hope I can see you while you're here.
Well, you know what? I'll make that happen, my friend. I'll make that happen.
All right, lovely.
All right, brother. I love you too, man.
Hey, love the KKCR, KKCR family. I was glad to have a wonderful, fun drive, and see y'all soon.
All right. Thank you, Dane.
Yeah.
Aloha, KKCR. You're on the air.
Now, don't hang up on me like you've done, even though I've called in a number of times, okay?
Well, the thing is that I won't hang up on you, but just let me say this, okay? I appreciate your calling, but, you know, I believe there are limitations. And for instance, you've been on several times,
but I also want to get
other perspectives. So
who's counting the minutes?
I am, but the thing is, it's not so much that I'm counting the minutes. I will let you talk until the phone ring, and the phone is now ringing, and that has priority over you because you've already been on several times.
No, you talk.
Thank you. KKCR, you're on the air. Hello? KKCR, you're on the air. Okay. I understand it's frustration, but, you know, this is not his show, and this is not even my show. So I have to, you know, try and use the time as productively as I can. And so when you call, I will let you speak until someone else answers the phone, and they become the priority because they haven't been on the air already. And that's the way it's going to be. I got another 17 minutes left here in the show. Number is 826-7774, 826-7771, and toll free 866-275-1112. You're listening to Kauai Community Radio, and I'm Terry Brown, and this is Kauai Soapbox. Aloha, you're on the air.
Well, you say it's not your show, but apparently it is your show.
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
I just thank you for taking the time to come back to the island and be on KKCR. I really support it in any way I can through the years. And I do remember your voice and your character. And I actually, that's one of the things I like about KKCR is that not everybody has to be a rocket scientist who comes on the air. There's everybody on the spectrum from children to the age to the scientists, physicists, to just basic farmers that, you know, they're experts in their field, or they're just barely learning something and everybody's just information with each other from all different backgrounds.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And that's exactly what it's all about. Hello, you there? Oh, I don't know what happened to her. Aloha, KKCR. You're on the air.
Hold on a moment, and just wanted to say mahalo to the radio station for, you know, having this show going on this afternoon. And that's about it. Mahalo.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you calling in. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, yeah, I'd like to say I really appreciate your show this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
And I agree with Dane, and hopefully that other guy stops calling.
All right. Thank you. Just appreciate that. Do you have any other issues on your mind? Oh, sorry, I lost him. KKCR, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is America, right?
Yes, it is.
So I can go out and get a 12-pack and call you about 12 times like that other guy is doing, huh?
You can.
Yeah.
He can call me anytime he wants.
So I'll just get hammered and call you back 12 times, just like him.
That's it. And that's right. And I will answer his call every time he calls. If he calls 15 times, I will answer it until the other line lights up. Then I got to go. That's just that's the rule. I'm trying to get everybody's perspective on here, not just his. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. I just want to say how much I love KKCR and the opportunity to call in, and I am enjoying hearing your voice again. It's always been a very respectful voice to listen to. I would also like to invite people to come tonight to Kapa'a Neighborhood Center at 6:30. The county is having open hearing on the rulemaking process for Ordinance 960, which is what became of Bill 2491. So if you have anything to say about how the rules are going to go to regulate the GMO industry, the seed companies on the west side, please come out and give us your manao.
All right. Thank you for that information.
And thank you so much for what you're doing.
I appreciate it.
Much aloha. Okay. Aloha. Bye-bye.
Aloha, KKCR. You're on the air.
Was that bald-headed Rick? By the way, I don't drink beer. You know, I'm not a slush like he is. And if you want to call back and tell me how many times I called, it's not 12, right? And the people that are fighting in Sudan, where are they getting their bullets and their weapons? They're buying them from the United States government, okay?
I don't know anything about that. I really don't know.
Where are they getting them? They aren't making them. They're buying them from some other country, okay? You know, or else they'd be...
Doesn't necessarily mean it's the United States.
Well, let me tell you, the United States is the biggest military arms dealer in the world. That's our pot
of
gold.
Well, actually, the most popular weapon in the world used by these terrorists is the AK-47.
Well, come on, you know.
Well, it's a fact.
I know, because they're a better gun, you know, than the AK-47.
No, it's cheaper.
Right?
It's cheaper.
Well, the Kalashnikovs, they last a long time.
They do, and they're a lot cheaper than the M16.
You know, they don't jam, okay?
Okay, but, I got another call. I got to go. Thank you.
Okay, good for you.
Aloha, KKCR.
Terry, how are you doing?
I'm great.
I have no real point, but I'm only calling to take up maritime so that I can't call back.
All right. I appreciate it.
I only caught part of the show, and I heard you mention you're here from Oahu, but you used to be DJ here.
Yes.
When in Oahu, did you have any kind of talk show radio?
No, I'm actually working on it. And I'm not going to say anything right now because I don't want to jinx myself. But, yeah, I'm working on it.
Cool, because you're doing really good. And you said you had a, what was it, a blues and
the jazz and blues review, yes.
Nice. I mean, you weren't talking much. I wasn't here then, but I imagine you weren't having big political discussions or anything.
No.
So, I mean, you're like a natural for it, so.
But I actually, I have for years, I have come on this show, on this particular show, this one out of the box, and for a while there, Michelle Rundgren and I did a show where we it was for a issue show called What's Up Kauai, and we did that for a while. So I've always been free to express myself on KKCR, whether it's music or political or whatever. It's just I can't help myself.
Well, you do it pretty well, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much.
So with that, I'm going to go.
I appreciate it. Aloha.
Okay, aloha. Bye.
All right, KKCR, you're on the air.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I got a statement about the guy that was talking about aloha was, you know, detrimental to Hawaii.
Yes.
And, you know, Gandhi believed in aloha. I mean, to the ultimate extent, and he won. And I really think that the, you know, the nation of Hawaii has to continue to feel that aloha, to share that aloha. It's what's brought things to the forefront the way that they have. And, you know, we have to continue to feel that aloha, to be able to share it, to be able to have that as a foundation for whatever's next. Because, you know, what's happened to the Hawaiian nation, everybody knows it's illegal and it shouldn't be.
Right.
How it unfolds and how it materializes into something new is going to depend totally on how much aloha people understand what aloha is. So, you know, it has to continue. It has to be there.
Right.
It's a blessing Hawaii has that no place else has in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's my statement. Great show.
I appreciate
you. Guys, have a great day.
Thank you.
So
you too. Well, you know, it's like this. I personally, and I hesitate to say this because, you know, I don't know how it's going to be, you know, interpreted, but it is what it is, and I'm just going to tell you straight up. If it was up to me, I would never give up Hawaii. And that's the simple truth. I think Hawaii is like a gleaming jewel, you know, to America. It's one of our greatest treasures. However we got it, I understand that. You know, there's some, you know, people who don't like how Hawaii became a part of America. I understand that. But now that you're here, I would never give up Hawaii. I love the Hawaiian people, and I'm proud to say that Hawaiians are Americans. Hawaiian culture is American culture. I mean, from Elvis Presley to Don Ho to surfing, that's all Hawaii, but it's also America. You know, you go anywhere on earth and you talk about Hawaii, they're gonna say, oh, that's why I want to go to America, because I want to see Hawaii. And that's just brutally honest. You know, I would fight and die to keep Hawaii in America. You know, I want to keep Hawaii in the family at all costs. And it means that much to me. And I don't have any animosity towards the Hawaiian people at all. I love you. I love that you allow me to enjoy your lands. And all have been awesome to me. But be honest with you, I would never let Hawaii leave America. And that's just my opinion. Aloha, KKCR, you on the air?
Oh, yes. I'm just going to call back for a second. I hear what you're saying, but...
Can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I just turned it off.
Okay.
But I do believe that there is a way for the Hawaiian sovereignty to be reinstated without reinstate the authority of the Hawaiians and still keep a good relationship with the United States of America and allow the people to continue who are here to continue to hear, continue here. And I think the people that are working on these issues are trying to figure out a way to bring that about. I'd also like to say that, I mean, I understand the United States of America needs to have a fabulous armed forces, as all great nations seem to think they do. But I personally find it really, if this is the jewel of the country that we love so much, why are we putting nuclear bases, you know, and having the military right in the middle of paradise? I mean, if the first place that they're going to attack is here because of all these military bases, it's kind of a sacrilege. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Okay.
I think that they should take these heavy nuclear type of armed forces and put them in a place that's more appropriate for defending the mainland rather than exposing this beautiful land, this paradise, to the possibility of attacks and use of armed forces on these islands. That's my opinion.
All right. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
Well, in response to what the lady said, I understand how you feel. You know, why America has the most world's most powerful military, and, well, we need them here because America is not just a country to itself. America is an ideal, and we have interests all over the world. And Hawaii just happens to be placed in a place where we need, where we can reach out to a vast part of this hemisphere to protect our interests, which include Hawaii. And I don't see any problem with having a military here in Hawaii. Hell, the Hawaiians had a military in Hawaii to defend their things and their societies, as well as conquer and take other things and other land from other people. I think it's great that America has a free volunteer in the world's most powerful military for a great reason. Because I don't want anyone else to hold that possibility. Who else would you want to have the strongest military? Who else would you rather be top dog? Russia? China? Taiwan? Nigeria? Well, if it's up to me, I'll choose a good old USA every time. You know? It's like, to put it down in its most basic terms, it's kind of like tribal or Your gang that you belong to. What gang do you want to be a part of? The most powerful? The most just? Or would you rather be in the other guy's side? When I served in the military, it wasn't about dying for my country. I was willing to make that sacrifice. Soon my son will be, has chosen to make that sacrifice if it comes and it happens. But I didn't serve in the Marine Corps to die for my country. I served in the Marine Corps to kill the other guy and make him die for his country. We have the greatest military on earth for a reason. One of the safest jobs in the United States right now is in the United States military. And that's for a good reason. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Yeah, in closing, I thought that I would just give another call before the show signs off.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't have time to tweet all your friends to call in to support you. I think you've abused your privilege today.
Well, I thank you for that comment, but I do have someone. Well, no, they're gone now, but go ahead. Why do you feel like I have abused my privilege?
I think that this is the wrong venue for what you're spewing. You should find another radio station to do it on. That's all. Just, you know, have a little class.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. All right, you're our last caller of the day. KKCR, you're on the air.
I agree with that lady. You should be, like, on a political show because it's about God. It's about the earth. You mentioned the United States in the same breath as you mentioned the earth.
Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just had to do it, man. I couldn't handle hearing either of those last two callers.
Well, I appreciate it.
Terry Brown, I have missed you. I loved all your shows, and I'm loving today. Speak your mind, sweetheart. It's coming from the heart and from my heart to yours and to this beautiful island. We may not agree on everything, but let's agree to disagree and live aloha.
All right, thank you. Aloha. Have a great day. Well, that's been it for the day. I am all done, and I appreciate being back on the air. I appreciate folks let me sit in, and I appreciate all the phone calls. There's still people online. I'm sorry I can't get to you. Coming up right now is we got the Jazz with John. Man, I knew that. I just couldn't get it out of my brain. But anyway, he's coming right up with some outstanding music. So stay tuned right here on Kauai Community Radio. This is Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This KKCR program is brought to you by Kauai Coffee Company, Dolphin Restaurant Market and Sushi Lounge, Kamoa Ukulele Company, and Tiki Aniki. Aloha, I'm Terry Brown, signing out.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR.